This is a Tom Banter audio production. Es a muy Tom Banter audio production. Aserelmum, aku seli benvan, erzum, hogya siv pumpal. We are in a bustling marketplace. People move about, conducting their business, purchasing goods and wares, and food, supplies, and all manner of merchandise. We hear English spoken in the air. We are somewhere in the southeast of the Isle of Great Britain, the kingdom recently delivered from a conflict with Spain by the King James first of his name. As we move from stall to stall, we listen, Mervage, to the beating hearts of the people around us. Some are strong and some are faint, but then we hear the beating heart of the one we must take. Something is different about this one. Different like the ones we found each century before. It beats to a melody, our melody, a swirling harmony, each thump and pump throwing dancing streaks of luminous, fleeting explosions of color and beauty surrounding it. This is the one we need, but first, we must taste. Hello there. Oh no, take your time. I have all the time in the world. All of the time, so long as I will it. I came to Britain. Not long after the Norman defeat of the Nordic Vikings to the north. 'Twas a tumultuous several centuries, not just warring but plague that claimed the population. I almost starved several years. I was also almost burnt as a martyr. In the insanity of the centuries following Henry Tudor's ascending the throne. Recently, the kingdoms of Scotland and England combined their flags following James' uniting of the kingdoms of England, Scotland, and Ireland for the first time. Tensions with Spain are growing. Tales of a land, America, discovered by Captain John Cabot. A new world seem more and more appealing each year. I watch my love, watch her purchase her foodstuffs. She is a beautiful lady. Sometimes it is a gentleman. It doesn't matter. Always I find them. Not without lack of trying, but I find them. And I will be but a fleeting dream. Maybe a nightmare. Most commonly, I'd like to think a good dream, for devouring their nectar until they are near empty is better tolerated when engaged in throes of passion with my hands or my cock or bow. Good day to you, my lady. Yes, good day, sir. Please, a small bag of carrots. As I speak to the vendor, I can feel the lady's thoughts, calm, content, as she disappears around the corner, down the alley on her way home. But then suddenly, panic. Why is she in panic? Ace name you all.
I'm very sorry. Please pardon me. I don't think I need the roots after all. My apologies, good sir, for wasting your time. I'm very sorry. Pardon me.
When I arrive, she is screaming. A man stands between us, facing her, knife in hand, her foodstuffs dropped and scattered on the ground in her panic. I get his attention.
Oi!
Do not touch her. Leave her be. Leave her.
Leave her! Menya Dulais McBarifogia!
And faces me. Something is strange about him. He's pale, sickly, but his eyes, they glow. He has the sight, as I do. But his mind, no, there's nothing left inside. He is a monster inside. Someone has made this man. And it worked but halfway. He's a...
Hey! Who made you? Drop it! Drop it!
Stabbed me with the knife. She is watching all this happen. If I exert myself fully, she will see me and I will have to hunt her. I do not want to.
Whoa! Enough! Drop your weapon!
The girl does something unexpected. She picks up the knife and points it at the monster. She stopped screaming moments ago. But it's too late. A crowd has started forming. I wipe as much blood from my mouth as possible. I look down to see the monster's throat eviscerated. Blood is pooling everywhere. And the crowd watches as she drops the knife. And I stand over the dead body.
Miss! Miss! Oi! Are you okay? Good. Listen, there is a crowd forming. They will only see me and what I have done. They will not listen to reason. Okay? I need your help. I had to do it. He was going to kill you. He was sick. Do you understand? He was sick. Now gather your food quickly.
As she quickly places her root into her sack, she looks at me. It has a strange look. I realize that I enjoy it. I am so often ignored, or I am gazed upon like a monster. Her look makes me feel home again. Human. She looks at me with curiosity and desire. I realize in that moment I return the same gaze and then look away behind her. Behind me, crowds are gathering and they are scared and angry.
We have to go, but I am staying at the inn. We cannot go there.
A shortcut.
To where?
Your quarters.
Okay, we must not be seen. Stay by my side.
Please, trust me. Stay by my side.
Good.
Stay under my cloak and hold your breath. Not a single breath.
Once we are past the mobs, you must take us to where you stay, and quickly.
How well do the villagers know of you? Okay. Okay, that's good. It should take them a bit to find us in. We have some time. May I sit? Thank you. So, tell me, how much did you see back there?
You know what I'm talking about. You saw everything. You did watch everything, didn't you? Then you saw. You must have seen. I intended to introduce myself before... Well, before that happened. My name is Thomas. And yours? Well, it's nice to finally meet you. What am I? There are many theories. But I will tell you that I am a man. I am alone. I am a seeker of truth. But I am also darkness, regret. I am misfortune. You saw my teeth. You saw what I did. And yet you are not afraid of me. Why? You don't even have an answer, do you? Do you fancy me? I fancy you. Even though we just met, I fancy you very much. I want you very much. What do you want? Somebody will know where you live. I can see the forest from your window. We are very far into the outskirts of town. Why do you live so far from the heart of the village? Your husband. You are married. He liked the solitude. Where is your husband now? Adultery. I see. And his lover's own husband reacted accordingly. You are a widow. The widow of an adulterer. I'm sorry. A long time ago, was it? Wounds know not of time. Some wounds are there to stay, and some wounds we carry with us forever. I hope your wound is not like this. Truly have healed. My wounds? What you mean? You mean my knife wound? It's already gone. You don't see any others? No. My wounds sink far beneath the skin. You won't see any on my body. What you mean? Did my wounds bring me to this town? Perhaps. I beg your pardon. And what makes you think I'm looking for anything? And what does one look like when one looks lost? Perhaps I am. Yes, I was simply passing through. I did not intend to stay. And then I found you. But I was not looking for you. There is a man. A man I met a very long time ago. I've been searching for him from town to town, city to city. I began my search on the continent a very long time ago. My search led me to the great Isle of Britain. I began my search along the coastal lands. That's how I found this village. I received word from an associate that he might be here. What of him? He is somewhat of a surrogate father for me, I suppose. He changed me. Changed the way I saw the world. He gave me a new life, but left me all alone before teaching me about this new world. I've had to do it by myself, teach myself. I've learned most of it, but there are key pieces I have no knowledge of, and he does. I need him to tell me. I need answers. If I do not find him here, I will go to the new world. I've heard he may have sailed there. You're looking at me with that look. Your question. I can sense it. I know you want to ask me something. Quickly then, ask me. There we are. Unavoidable. What am I? Am I what you ask? Many of those who catch sight of me in full form might have an answer for you. You saw me in full form. What you think? But I was made. I am what that elusive man made me into. I am what he is, and I have done terrible things. So, am I what you ask? as I said, I am many things. But the one thing you want to know.
Zeigen, let us dare him. He is your test.
Vampir. Why are you not afraid of me?
What are you doing?
You are bold to sit on my lap in this way. What is it?
What do you
want?
This.
It beats like my heart does. They beat together. There are people in this world you will share your heartbeat with. People you love already before you even meet them, before you even know they exist. Your husband and his mistress. Their hearts likely beat in this way together. Yours beats like mine. I feed once a year from someone who shares a heart with me in this way. Enough to last me another year, and then I must find another. For this reason too, do I move from city to city in search of the blood of those whom I love. Afraid. I need your blood or I will go mad and die. I hate myself for this. A new playwright once. He wrote, "My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. And the more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite." It is true, our desires, our feelings, they are a boundless sea in our hearts. But the truth of love transcends the romance and the idealism, the philosophy, the cerebral ideas of winged cupids painted blind. It is more than that. It is not only in the mind that we can find love, but in the blood itself that we share. Your heart beats as mine, as it does with precious others in this world. You cannot feel it, but it connects us. Blood is life, and blood is love. You are a love to me. I need you to decide. Do you trust me? Why? That's not true. You have so much more than nothing. You have an entire life. You want me? Why? I am. You really want it. It will hurt, but I can help distract you. Hey, what are you doing? No, please don't. No. Oh yeah. I hear that. Oh, your mouth is so warm. Do you feel the heat of my cock? I'm very much alive. It's been a very long time. Oh, my love. Oh, you're going to. You're going to make me spill. Please, no, please not. No. Please, no. Please, not my seed. Not my seed. Please don't eat my seed. I don't know what will happen if you. I told you it's been a very long time. There's a lot stored up. Please no more. Please. You've got every last drop. Yes. I suppose it's only fair. You drain me as I will drain you. Come here! What's under here?
stay here all day. Tasty. How far do you think I could stick my tongue in there? I have a very long tongue. Let's see. Pretty far.
Trust me with everything. Even down here. You take my cock into your mouth. You eat my seed. Why do you trust me so? Do you feel my fingers inside? Beckoning you to me. Yes. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. My love. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel good. Do you sense my thumb? Caressing your little pearl. Rubbing it back and forth. My girl, my beautiful love. Can you feel me? Rubbing, caressing, loving inside and out. Yes. Do you believe me when I tell you I love you? I love you so much. And I am so grateful that you trust me, my love. Just pay attention to my hands down there. Inside you, pulling you toward me and rubbing your little pearl. You are so wet. To feed now. Please do not be alarmed. Just pay attention to my hands. Close your eyes. You're going to feel dizzy. Lightheaded. It's normal. Here I go. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better. My love.
Oh, come on. Yes, come on. Try not to move too much. I know you're lightheaded, dizzy. I only took enough to sustain myself for the next year. It's not enough to kill you, and you will recover soon. But also the townsfolk will be here. The mobs will be angry if I leave. They will only blame you. I must tell you something. Before I destroyed that man, I noticed in his eyes glowing like mine. But his skin was sallow, dead. He was half monster. My love, understand. I have never done this to have it succeed. I've never successfully made another like me, as I was made to eat the flesh of the man I seek. On the brink of my death, after he fed on me, I consumed him. And just as I thought I would faint, I woke, and I was this. But I have tried to make others, and they do not become like me. They become monsters. Horrible, mindless, mutant animals. This is the risk we take. This is the risk you desire. I love you. If we are to escape, I'm afraid we must attempt it. Leaving you human would be a death sentence. I could never bring you with me. You would slow me down and we would be caught anyway. So if you are going to die either way, then I will take the risk. I do not want to lose another love, but we must take this risk quickly.
quickly, take my forearm. Bite and tear a large portion of my flesh and eat it. Consume me. Quickly! Go!
Chew. Oh. Savor. Oh. The taste of my blood and your blood. Chew. And swallow. Take me into you.
It worked. Don't move too much. I know you're experiencing a lot, but dig the real man. Okay. Come here. You're okay. You are hearing more than you ever have before. You can smell the blood of the entire village. You are going to move faster than you ever have before, and you will be hungry, my love, but you must not feast on this town. Do you understand me? It will not be good for us. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Good. Are you okay? What is my name? If you are in there, say my name. Good. Can you say something else? I love you. Blood of my blood, I love you. We must leave this place and then find a meal for you. Together. They will be here any moment. You wished to know what I was, who I am. I am Tomas Igashakerashu. Vampire.
Make the halal shabbat.